Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Recording is now in progress, in case you didn't know. For those not in the know, what's the deal? Happy Monday. It's December 20th, 2021. And just like that, the year is over.
Yeah, no, it's not over yet.
Not yet. I mean, it's still some work to do. Yeah.
If you're a hustler, you're still hustling.
Shout out to everybody that's locked in with us, who's been locked in with us all year.
Yeah.
This is an ode to you.
If you're a hustler, you're still hustling. You know that. It's never over until the fat lady sings. I believe we got 11 more days left. So, you know, true scramblers going to scramble to the end. But we definitely have a lot to talk about, a lot to look back on. It's been a tremendous year. A lot happened this year. So first and foremost, thank you guys for your support. As you always say, man, we greatly appreciate it. Definitely would not be in the position that we're at now if it wasn't for you guys. So we never take that for granted. We, really, really appreciate you so, so much. So thank you. Thank you first and foremost. I wanted to kind of set the tone before we even get into it. It's just saying thank you to everybody for their support for Champion Market Mondays and making it the cultural phenomenon, the global phenomenon that it has become. What's up, brother?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How you feeling? That's the question.
Man, I got the Space Jam juice ready. The mic had in game 6 when they had the flu game.
Yeah, man.
I'm good, man. I appreciate y'all.
Nah, it's all good, man. Good to see you, man. I know you know, feeling under the weather right now, so appreciate you taking the time out to come. I told you ain't have to come, but, you know, I appreciate the valiant effort of showing up.
Anything that I'm a part of, I gotta show up for. So, you know, it's part of the game. So yeah. I don't know many people who would have. So when everybody like, man, if I had Market Mondays, I would. Let's see. I don't know if you would.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sound great.
Yeah. No pineapple juice tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just just some organics.
Yeah. So
just the green juice.
Yeah, for sure. So if anybody doesn't know, obviously, you know, he's under the weather right now. So, you know, he's definitely doing a Michael Jordan flu game. So, you know, we're going to talk about some stuff, drop some gems, but just keep that in mind. And more importantly,
that's a nice hat you got on, by the way.
Thank you. You know what?
Ralph needs to call. Go ahead.
Yes, that's a Ralph, what's up? Yeah.
Please call.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind and, you know, stay safe out here. Wash your hands, mask up. And just be careful. You know, we
approach. Anybody else I meet in public, don't ever ask me to take my mask off again to take a picture. Not going to happen.
The day's over.
I'm just being real. You being brand new? Yes. No. Sorry.
Not going to happen.
Never again in life. I'm sorry.
Mask and Scully from now on.
14 feet away.
Please. At least.
Yeah, no, it's real out here, man. So prayers up to everybody who was going through anything. We know that they calling it Omarion out in the streets. Anybody that is battling Omicron or Omicron. Whatever, COVID, it's serious, man. So please be safe. I know a lot of people are going home to their families or got a lot of kids in school that are coming home and going to be visiting family. So just be safe, man. Mask up, wash your hands, do everything that we did at the start of this thing. And hopefully everybody can fight through it and have a glorious holiday and new year.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to jump into it. It's a jam packed. This is the last Market Mondays of the year. Yeah. So we're going to take next week off. So, you know, you got 51 episodes to go back from this year and do some homework, do some research and take some time, you know, recharge, spend some time with your family.
Lock in on your portfolio.
And yes. And we will be back in 2022, bigger and stronger than ever. More surprises.
Yeah, I think January 3rd we'll be back.
Yeah, reloaded.
Oh, we got some new additions to it too.
So that's the.
We both got our porch ready. Yeah, like y'all little beats.
No fridge break.
That's the first thing. And shout out to MG the Mortgage Guy. This is the last week for Earn Your Leisure also for this year. So we have a jam packed week. Tomorrow's episode, we brought it back to the essence.
Guess who?
Of how it all started, which is me and Troy. So tomorrow's episode is me and Troy, no guest, and we going just straight gym session. We talked about how we saved over $200,000 in taxes. So we gave him some tax strategies. We gave a dope story time. If you're day one, you know about story time.
Here's a little story that must be told.
Yeah, we talk about our merch and the evolution of the merch and our plans for that, business model behind that. We talk about marketing. So, yes.
Mike, edit all the marketing stuff out.
Hold on, I just got a request. I want to give a huge shout out. I'm going to just do a huge shout out really quickly. I just came from my daughter's winter concert, and she did an amazing job. They said she's in the car listening to Market Mondays. Daddy loves you. You did an amazing job, Jay. Amazing job. Love you.
So proud of you.
Shout out to Jordan.
You're amazing.
So yes, everybody that says, you know, when y'all guys going to get back to doing it how y'all used to do it, we took it back. We took it back to the essence, man.
Yo, it was fun, man.
And I had a lot of fun with that.
It was crazy. Like that's the first episode we've actually done down here together. And it was like, that was easy.
Yeah, had a lot of fun. So maybe we'll do more of those in 2022. And on Wednesday, that's our last open enrollment of the year. So, you know, open enrollment is an EY University class that's on YouTube. So we're going to do an open enrollment class for option trading for beginners.
Beginners.
Taught by none other than the Dean of Students for EYL University, Troy. Troy himself will be teaching a class with my boy Lawrence.
Oh, it's going
to
be fun.
And I know you got a presentation put together.
Oh, we're going to have some fun. Listen.
You want Jumbotron material?
I might do a little Jumbotron action, but this one's really for the people who, like, when we talk options, they are very confused. And so this is, like, the basics. We're going to get you introduced to what it looks like, what the terms mean, it's going to be a whole lesson. I'm going back into teacher mode.
Yeah.
I'm going back into teacher mode.
That should be fun. Troy's a teacher at heart. So that's going to be a Wednesday at 8 o'clock on YouTube. And then Thursday for Assets Over Liabilities, our last show for that season, for season one, is with our boy T.I. Shout out to Tip.
T.I.
That's going to be a legendary episode. That's on Revolt at 5 o'clock on Thursday. So we got a jam-packed week. That's the rundown for Earn Your Leisure. And shout out to my boy Jim Jones. Just spent some time with him. Always good. Always good when we get to cop it up with Capo. Man.
Capo.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Yeah, man. And shout out to everybody that was in the book club yesterday. Shout out to my dog, Arthur. I know he's tuning in. Shout out to Arthur. Shout out to MG. He made a return. I heard it was incredible. We were working on something pretty crazy that we're going to bring for Market Mondays next year. I'm going to give you a call, Ian, after this. We got something special.
Shout out to MG, the legend himself. All right, so I guess we could, Ian, you have announcements, then we can do the disclaimer.
Yeah.
And then get it. You want to do the disclaimer first, or how do you want to?
First, let's talk about Ally.
Our good partners at Ally. Can't forget Ally.
Yeah, Ally Financial is a leading digital financial service company with passionate customer service and innovative financial solutions. They are relentlessly focused on doing it right and being a trusted financial service provider to both customers and communities. Get with Ally to make the most of your money so you can save, invest, and spend on the things that matter to you. We have some big things playing with Ally.
Shout out to Ally. They've been a good strategic relationship for us. Yeah. So shout out to Ally. And they're good people, most importantly. They're good people.
Shout out to the team over there. Always good.
Like them.
Ian, I'm going to let you go, and then I'll do this disclaimer.
Thank you guys for being patient. Stock Club family, next call will be Saturday. If I feel better, if you guys don't have the current prices, I'll put them in tonight and just execute. That's it. I love you guys. Thank you for all the prayers. I will get better soon. I'll be back on Pineapple Juice Vibes January 2022. Love y'all.
Oh, I'm going to do the disclaimer like this in your honor, my brother. Listen. Hey, y'all. Listen. Do your own research, okay? Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It's very important that you do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances. You should take independent financial advice from a professional in connection with or independently research and verify any information that you find on the show and wish to rely upon, whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise. This is a message brought to you by the good brothers at Earn Your Leisure and the good brother Ian Dunlap, the Master Investor.
Yes.
Do your homework, yo.
So,
okay, I want y'all to quit making excuses and actually buy the damn stocks. Hey, let's go.
There you have it. So, we're going to jump into it. The first thing I want to say, I had made a post on Instagram, so I just want to talk about that briefly because I know it got a lot of views and traction on Instagram. And it was something that I thought was interesting as far as Bitcoin seizures, well, cryptocurrency seizures.
I knew it was going to go crazy.
by the U.S. government, $1.2 billion this year. And it's been happening since 2013. And the reason why I think that is interesting is that, you know, it's important for people to understand that, you know, the government sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, however you want to slice it, this is the world that we live in. This is the country that we live in. So, you know, you think that, you know, crypto is outside of the reach of the U.S. government, but it's really not.
Mm-mm.
And they do have auctions. And the crazy thing is Draper. Remember we learned about Draper Academy?
Draper Academy.
Through Mike Brown.
Our good friend Mike. Yep, yeah, shout out to H-Town.
Yeah. So they actually sold him 30,000 Bitcoins in 2014 for $14 million. That's worth $1.4 billion now. So first thing is that they have a bad habit of selling at the wrong time. They probably should have just held it and just kept it invested. And it would have been way more profitable to the citizens and to the government to actually have, $1.4 billion as opposed to a couple million.
They're not part of the community. They don't know hold. H-O-D-L.
Hold. Yes. But I think that, you know, it's also interesting just to kind of give different perspectives on it, because it's like we look at cryptocurrency, and we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. I'm not sure tonight, but I have a whole rant.
We're saving. We're still in.
Oh, let's rant. I got it.
No, we're still in peace mode. Yeah, we're still in peace mode.
Two weeks.
Yeah, I try to have a little patience, but it's running out, man.
It is. I asked him not. I can't stop him, but I said,
if it was me holding it for 2 weeks,
yeah,
Paula Greenberg would be at the door. Stop. Wait.
Yeah.
That is right. Well, 914.
You asked for it.
Bunch of Timberland boots outside my door. We're not waiting.
Yeah, man. So I feel like, where was I going with this?
Crypto
is something that you have to really, really be educated on cryptocurrency, because it's like, you know, you think that it's safe, it's secure, nobody can ever get to it. It's a way to hide out.
Yeah, we don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, it's not. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Please don't.
Please. Please.
We don't want anybody to be in any type of risk of danger of somebody getting audited or somebody owing money in taxes. We don't want you to do that. So we're telling you that in advance. I'm not saying that we've lived from experience, but we've seen it happen. And so we're telling you, because we've been in the space. Please, please. All your gains. And they treat it the same way. Capital gain, long-term capital gain, short-term. So they treat it the same way. So please make sure that you're paying taxes if you've made any money in crypto, or they will be coming knocking on your door looking for their money. They, you know, the alphabet boys.
Greatest lesson that you can learn from Vegas is that you always have to pay the big. I can't wait till you guys find out how Ethereum became one of the top crypto to the government. We'll talk about that later. You always have to pay a big, and there's a game inside of a game. I know everyone is betting on crypto to be decentralized, and I know some of you give me flack when I say that it's not. If you go do your research, man, some things are coming to the forefront that are kind of scary, that I kind of told you guys that what happened 6 and 7 months ago. So, yep, you got to pay your taxes, and there are no loopholes around the government, because most of the message boards that you guys and discords that you are in are riddled with agents inside of them. Be careful.
Yeah, and for the inevitable question of where can you buy government crypto if you're into that sort of thing, so it's a few steps I looked at online. So first you have to find the auction, so you can go to, keep an eye on different websites, GSA and USMS websites for upcoming auctions. Then you have to register with the auction. That's going to be required. You're going to have a bidder registration form, copy of your ID, and then, you know, all of that stuff as far as, you know, sending the deposits. But you can get the thing about the crypto auction, it's like anything. You can actually get it for a lower price. So I'm not even, I have to really understand why they're actually even auctioning it as opposed to just selling in the free market, because like you can actually get it for a lower price. So it's interesting.
Maybe you have to buy in bulk or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the government's not allowed to actually sell on a free market. They have to auction it, just like a house, right? Like they auction a house, they auction a car. So, you know, that's something for a lawyer or somebody that's in law enforcement to kind of answer that question. Yeah.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I mean, like if you Google the steps, you can find the steps. But it's interesting and something that I haven't really thought about.
Yeah, like when they repo your vehicle, like when the government repos
you can buy the cars. Yeah, you get cars for cheaper that way. Yeah. So it's interesting. All right. So let's get into this. We're going to talk about our picks for 2022. But before we talk about our picks for 2022, let's talk about one other current event before, because I definitely want to just speak about this because it's inevitable that somebody's going to ask this question. The stock market was down pretty heavy today. It was down 33 points. It was down 600 points at one point, the Dow. The NASDAQ was down 188 points. And shout out to our guy, Charlemagne the God, who had the vice president on his show, and he asked about Joe Manchin.
Mm-hmm.
First time a lot of people ever heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, well, he didn't, but you know, we know that Omicron is running rampant in the streets. Yep. So those two things caused the stock market to go down. Now, Joe Manchin is interesting because he is a moderate Democrat from West Virginia.
Yep.
And he's like a swing vote. So I believe he said that he's not going to vote for Biden for the new bill.
Which is interesting because he said it the day after that interview came out. So Charlemagne's interview came out and the vice president Kamala Harris responded and said that Joe is the president and don't talk like. And then the next day he decided to say, you know what? I'm not voting in their favor.
Yeah.
And you need that. So like how it works, they need obviously just 50 and 50, right? Republicans and Democrats. You need all 50. If you're even, you need 60 or maybe 55 to get anything passed. So you can't have one person on your party saying that we're not going to do it. It kind of has to be a unified effort.
Well, you can if there's enough, but it's like kind of not enough.
Yeah.
So he's a very important person.
He's a big piece of that.
West Virginia is a Republican state traditionally. And so he's one of these like what they call moderate Democrats who's like leans a lot towards Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to do things to satisfy his constituency. And a lot of times he goes against the Democratic agenda, which causes problems for the Democrats. So that's why Charlemagne was like, is he the president? Because it's like he has a lot of power because his one vote is very, very needed because it's such a thin margin.
Right. He doesn't have much room for error here.
Yeah.
You can always tell the truth by how someone responds to something. So when she got that upset, no, Charlemagne, we're not going to do that. Like, fellas, like your girl ever asked you, who is Bianca? You like, I don't know who Bianca is.
I don't know
why
Tiana.
You asking?
Right? I don't know Kiana.
Right? So the answer told you, yes, he has more power than he should. And I know you guys got upset when I was like, hey, Sleepy Joe, da-da. But he hasn't led in a presidential fashion since the time that he took office. And he broke every promise that he said that he would to our community, even though we voted for him in droves. I don't know why. Joe Manchin pretty much is acting as president right now. And then please put in chat, name me three things that Biden and Kamala Harris has done that they promised since they've been in office.
I'll wait.
Yeah, we're going to wait.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's going to be a point in time very soon when we finally get a elected official that delivers on what they promise, man, they're going to be able to sweep the board. Because everyone's always like, hey, politicians say one thing to get in office and never deliver. Imagine if they actually deliver on what they're going to say. They will have a dictatorship in this country. Please be mindful. Please be mindful of what's to come.
And let's talk about, so this is why Ian always says, you know, long-term investing. This is why we always preach long-term investing. I'm going to explain this. So, you know, the problem with short-term investing or short-term trades is that you can make a lot of money and technical analysis is real, but there's some things that's out of your control, like a global pandemic that won't go away, that's on its third leg, like a renegade politician that just decides he doesn't want to. So
doing it.
In the long term, it's not going to affect the market. But in a week, in 2 weeks,
some of these
and
weeks.
That's why it's like, no matter what kind of technical analysis you study, and this is my favorite quote of EYL ever was from Big Business when he said, it's not so much the stock or the company, it's the economy. If the economy takes a hit, you can have the strongest stock in the world. It's still going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with the short-term swing trades, short-term investing is that, you know, sometimes you get hit with things that's out of your control that have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And it could cause you to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, Omicron is one of those things.
Yeah, Omicron. Who would have?
No. I mean, we're seeing rates that we've never seen. The highest rates ever.
New York City reported its highest one-day new case thing last week ever for the history of Corona. So this was just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have forecasted that. Like, New York City has the highest vaccination rate out of any city in America.
Protection measures of any city I've ever been in.
Yeah. And with all of that, you got this highest one-day new case ever.
And we're seeing vaccinated people get it. We're seeing unvaccinated get it. We're seeing people with the vaccination and the booster get it. It's just a crazy time right now, man. And like I said, you can't predict, right? So if there's fears of that, market's going to take a hit. Plus, obviously, we said this and we spoke about this, but like, we told you that what was going to happen on Friday, and it did. And some of your contracts expired, and some of y'all didn't pay attention. Maybe you lost money. Hopefully you didn't. But it's a shortened week. It's a shortened week, and the holidays, and we saw this during Thanksgiving, right? The week of Thanksgiving, if you go look back at the market, and that wasn't too long ago, you saw the volatility in the market on a shortened week. We're approaching Christmas. Market is going to be closed on Friday. Shortened week. Similar situation, y'all.
Plus weak economic data, rising inflation. Fed is going to finally start tapering. And here's the truth that no one wants to say. The economy has been bad for a long time. America has not been prepared for a crisis, and we have two really big crises on our hands. One, water shortage. Everyone forgets that. Shout out to CGW. Then we have a food shortage. Let me ask you guys a question for those of you that are 30 and older. In the last 10 years, have you guys seen any fireflies in nature? One of the biggest issues that we're facing in our society is the rapid decline of insects. And if you look down the ecosystem and how it affects our food supply, it is getting worse. So those two things in combination plus rising inflation, by 2043, we're supposed to have a Great Depression-like collapse. And if we don't fix a couple of these issues, we can get there pretty fast. I'm not here to scare you, but please go do your research. And even with not knowing what could happen, if you go study the Spanish flu, like we told you, and you go back to the first 20 episodes of Market Mondays, we told you how long it will last.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. Buckle up. Things are going to get rougher before they get better.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about some of the biggest lessons that we've learned. 2022. Troy, you want to start?
Yeah, my first. It's easy. Patience. Like we said, we don't make many moves. And when we do move, we're very strategic about it. We're very calculated about it, but we're also very patient about it. And I've watched it happen. I watched it around my peers. I've watched them not be patient. And I've watched them sell off things. And I've watched them take losses. And I've sat there and I decided, you know what? I'm sticking to my script. I'm just going to be patient. And so the culminating event, obviously, was at the Apollo, when I'm just like, look, the market pays those who are patient. And I'm saying that because that's what I've done for the past 17, 18 months. It's just been like, all right, this is going to be my new technique. This is going to be my new strategy. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to trust my investments. I'm going to do all the things necessary to make sure that it's a great investment. I'm doing my research. Now, just be patient with them. And so my lesson, and it'll be my lesson for the next 10 years, is just be patient with the market. It'll pay those who are. That's my lesson. Hopefully you've learned something.
Yeah. My lesson is pay attention to the news. It really makes you a better investor. So like when we spoke about Facebook,
mm-hmm.
remember we talked about Facebook mm-hmm. and Metaverse, and we invested in that, and Facebook has done well since then. You know, the chip shortage, we talked about that a lot. And, you know, obviously, SMH has done well. Going back even before or at the beginning stages of a Corona, when they had a published article about Moderna, when they were still trying to find a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
anybody, it was public information, wasn't a secret. All you had to do was just read and just pay a little attention to the news. So I say that to say a lot of stuff is in hidden in plain sight when people, you know, are just looking for different things. It doesn't really take a rocket scientist to kind of figure some things out. We talk about Apple all the time and all of the different innovations that they're doing. Microsoft, the same thing. So Nike just posted that where they were quick, heavy on the NFT. Nike's NFT thing is going to be really, really big.
Adidas has one too. Do you see that?
Yeah, but I'm saying with Nike, with every single shoe, mm-hmm. having an NFT attached to it, because it's, counterfeit is a $1 billion industry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's going to really be a real big thing. And that's a real smart utilization for NFTs. So, you know, just paying attention and keeping your eyes open to what's going on around you can mm-hmm. actually, you know, make you a lot of money.
Yeah, I think that Facebook thing is interesting, because if people pay attention to the news, they would have been caught up in the scandal, right? It was a whistleblower. That was the news at the time. That Monday we came on, we talked about the whistleblower. But behind that was like, yo, there's an announcement coming Thursday. And so the stock kind of fell because of the whistleblower and all the things that were going on with that. But on the back end was like, yo, they got this this announcement coming Thursday that's going to be huge. And so like, yeah.
And everybody knew what the announcement was. It wasn't a secret.
It was like, yo, changing the name.
Yeah, they leaked it. It was everybody knew what the metaverse was coming. But what can you do? Yeah. Reading is fundamental. And if you don't like to read, just listen.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. Yeah.
Particularly to Market Mondays.
Well, yeah, we'll
take care. I made you money, please put yes in chat.
So what's your takeaway from the year, Ian?
One, most people, and I say it all the time, and I know most people don't want to be rich. Going back to the reading level, I was reading a report earlier today that 1/3 of all Americans in the United States of America today read at less than the fifth grade level. I'll say it again. 1/3 of all Americans in the United States read at less than the fifth grade level. That's one. As a result, that cost us like $2.3 trillion a year. So when I say China's already won the war, it's over. Number two, I don't think as a community, we realize what kind of power we have. I did some research and I've been talking to, you know, some people behind the scenes. It's like the 1960s, there's been 9,324 TV shows made, right? We're the first one in history to tell people where to invest in a market and have this level of accuracy. We literally could have went bankrupt if we would have got this shit wrong, being sued. So as a community, if we can affect investing, and you mentioned politics, health, even getting along, right? I think we can be the generation that changes the world for the better, but it all starts with action. And I implore all of you, just take action every single day and to do better. And it's really not that hard. Like you said, especially like when I've done all the research for you guys, all you got to just do is buy and keep the profit. You're good. But I'm telling you, I'm begging you, for those of you who do not like to read, at least do 2 pages a day, because when it's marketed, like they're doing a lot of things on purpose. Let me ask this. Who owns the American education system? Exactly. Okay. And then who owns the company that owns that? Once you do a little bit of research, you can see the people that provide a lot of our resources for education are actually our enemy. Please be mindful. I'm going to keep us on air. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Right. All right. So here's what everybody is interested in. Picks for 2022. Mm. What are your picks for 2022?
My pick of the year. All right, so last year, we ended the year, we said Microsoft was going to be our stock of the year. This year, lo and behold, I'm saying that Amazon will be the company of 2022. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to break down some numbers. I'm going to show you some things and tell you why I think that. Number one, let's start here. They are on pace to be the largest e-commerce business in the world. They are going to surpass Walmart at probably by the second or third quarter next year. Number two, they have the largest cloud service in the world. AWS is only growing. Third reason, every 4 years, Microsoft does something very unique. They innovate and then they work on logistics. So 2014, they innovate, work on logistics. 2015, they actually put their first physical store. 2017, 18, you get Amazon Prime. So they innovate, work on logistics. And so every 4 years, they find new ways to generate income, right? Whether it was buying Whole Foods, and then 3 years later, you now see that they're Amazon Gold stores. That was 2014, 2018. The next year would be 2022. Innovation leads to logistics. What have they done? Over the past 2 years, they have bought over 38 factories to be exact, in rural and non-rural locations. Here's why. We spoke about this on the episode. Number one, they want to be able to deliver on one day, and they eventually have same day deliveries, not just for e-commerce, but they are also in healthcare, right? Their acquisition of PillPack tells you that. And so now imagine when you can get healthcare delivered to you same day, prescription filled and delivered to you. They also acquired the rights to the NFL. Like, that probably seems like it doesn't mean much, but that's been on this network for years. Amazon now has the rights for that going into 2022. They also are going to be, this is crazy, they just put this out, they're going to be the largest package delivery carrier in the US by the first quarter of 2022. That means they're going to be bigger than USPS and UPS, the largest delivery service in the country. Those are just like the fundamental reasons. It's some of the technical reasons. If you've been following Amazon stock for the year, you've seen consolidation. It's fluctuated between, I think it got it to 3,700 in April, but it's fluctuated pretty much throughout the year from about 3,100 to 3,400. Compared to its FANG counterparts, you had Meta, which is formerly Facebook. It's grown 21%. Apple's grown 31%. Netflix has grown 13%. Google has grown 64%. Amazon has grown 4% this year, right? So there's plenty of room for growth there. The last piece, again, is that we can't discount the fact of what AWS means to technology, what it means for cloud service, what it means for business. Mm-hmm. It is the Goliath in the iCloud world, and that is growing at a ridiculous rate. I think the numbers, like, over the past 5 years, has grown by 50-60%. I'm putting all those things together. I'm looking at the consolidation on a technical standpoint. I'm looking at all these other factors. I'm saying Amazon is my pick for the stock of the year for 2022.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon. Troy's bullish on Amazon. So
that's one of the stock club picks. It's a boomer. I'm telling you. Especially if they split. I remember, maybe 6 months ago, we told you that they were going to start buying malls and mixed use spaces and stuff like that. Please hold on to that for the next 5-10 years.
Right. And it's not just the major cities. It's literally, it's rural cities where they can be attached to a major city, right? So yep. For example, if you live in a tri-state area, right? Like a town or a county like Orange County, right? That's outside of New York, but can packages get from Orange County to the greater tri-state area? Absolutely. And so they're buying up warehouses, old malls. And we've seen malls close. And I told you this like 2 years ago, malls have the perfect infrastructure for Amazon. Why? They have storage. They have parking, right? And they have aggregate. They have water inside, right? So there's obviously, if you're in a mall, they have to have water fountains and water to go throughout the mall for all the businesses. And so they have all those things, bathrooms. All they need to do is just renovate. And now that becomes a storage site for daily shipping or one day shipping. And so I'm bullish on them. I love Amazon. That's my pick of the year.
Somebody in the comments said that if interest rates go up, Amazon is going to fall. No, that is not true. People have to remember that Bezos was in the hedge fund space before. All of his team is very heavy on risk to reward modeling. Interest rates probably have to go up to like 18% in order for Amazon to not work. So I understand why you may think that, but if interest rates do go up, We go through a season of price crunching. Where are people going to turn to first to get the best deal?
Yo, that I was going to say that, but I'm glad you did.
They're right? Going to Kmart or Venture. Shout out to my people back home. There's one like conglomerates. We have to. They get the information fastest. They analyze data faster. So all the like, Amazon is the market maker. They let other people route their orders on to their site, which is called order flow in the investment space. They then take it, model it, make a bot out of it, quant, and then they use it to dominate everybody else in the space.
Right.
They won't go under anytime soon.
I'm glad you said that, because if we look at like inflation, if prices are rising, the first place that from a retail standpoint is, let me go find where I can buy things the cheapest. Right. And so we've seen Amazon dominate in that space where they'll just take over a company and say, we're going to offer the prices as low as possible so we can get more value and potentially put somebody out of it. That's just been their method. Right. And so when you think about retail space during inflation, you think about places like a Walmart or an Amazon or a Target, which will have competitive prices based on inflation. Right. If prices go up, they can still offer a discount because the way they're purchasing a lot of the merchandise.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon. Shout out to you.
What's your pick?
So I have a few different picks. I'm gonna start with cryptocurrency, and I'm gonna start with Solana, which is interesting. Solana is, they used to call it the Ethereum killer. That was kind of its thing. It was like the world's fastest blockchain and worked a lot faster than Ethereum and has lower fees than Ethereum. Now, Solana is interesting because, it is up 11,000% this year. I get that.
How much higher can it go?
But that doesn't mean that it's, keep in mind, Ethereum, all of those coins, when they first started, went up 10,000, 15 to 25,000%. They still had gains. Now, it's not going to go up 11,000% next year. That's not going to happen. But it doesn't mean that it's still not room for increase. It's at 171 right now, which is off its 52-week high, which is 258, I believe. It has 500 million supply as far as coins. So that may seem like a lot, but it's kind of in range. Ethereum has, I think, 101 million, 119 million. But if you look at something like XRP, XRP has almost 100 billion. So, you know, it's still room for growth there. And one of the reasons why I really like Solana a lot is that, you know, we talk about NFTs, and I think that NFTs is definitely going to have, you know, a correction at some point. But I think NFTs is going to be here to stay. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, it offers an alternative for, you know, projects to be built on Solana. And all it takes is one or two big projects to be built on Solana, and people realizing that, you know, you don't necessarily have to use Ethereum to build your NFT project. So as the NFTs go, that, you know, that could be good for Solana. Now I say I have a couple. Ethereum is another one, because if we're going to talk about Solana, we have to talk about Ethereum. And I don't think that Ethereum is going anywhere. You know, people have complaints about Ethereum, the gas fees, pretty high. But Ethereum 2.0 will be coming out at some point.
2022.
Ethereum 2.0 will be coming out at some point. And
do you think it's going to be a value or it's overrated?
I think it's going to be a value. I think it's going to be a value. I think so. But, you know, we'll have to see. But regardless, I still believe in Ethereum. Ethereum has always been my favorite cryptocurrency. Because it has real life use case, projects are being built on it. It's probably the most, you know, useful crypto in this space, and it's the second biggest outside of Bitcoin. So I think that Ethereum is here to stay. I don't think it's going anywhere, and I think that, you know, it's gonna do well. I think it's gonna do well in the next year, next 5 years.
Yeah, I think it's gonna do well. Yeah, we had that conversation where we could see it hit 10,000 in 2022.
Yeah. Well, Ethereum is one of those coins.
For sure.
Now, as far as stocks, you know, I'm an ETF guy. I think that, you know, we've talked about this all the time, but there's no need to go away from something that has been working just because it has worked. I think SMH
solid
is still here to stay.
Solid.
And like I said, especially when you look at, you know, the chip shortage, mm-hmm. And you look at, you know, all of the companies inside of SMH, and, you know, we're moving just more and more into technology every single day. So I feel like SMH still has room to grow. I feel like SMH will probably do well. And don't sleep on Facebook. Mm-mm. I feel like, you know, Facebook is a company that's interesting. And I think that, you know, Facebook has room to grow as well. You know, of course, it got a lot of attention with Meta changing its name, but that's not the only use of Facebook. I think WhatsApp is something that is like, is hidden gem. If you communicate with people outside of America, you know how beneficial WhatsApp is. And the fact that it's still not really that popular in the States as opposed to how it is outside of the States, I think that WhatsApp has a lot of room for growth and potential. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, TikTok is definitely here to stay, and TikTok is a formidable opponent. But I think that there's still room for Instagram. I feel like, you know, Instagram is still, you know, some years before it actually starts to, you know, fade away. Mm-hmm. So I think Facebook is going to be one of these companies that's going to be interesting. And the company from last year too, Microsoft.
Yeah.
I think Microsoft is going to, so that's a lot of picks, but I just feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, all of those picks,
I don't think you can go wrong with any
of them. Could see some growth.
I love them all.
That's my basket.
Ian?
You guys know what I'm going to say. Number one, most consistent, realest stories, Apple. The glasses, I'm going to give a couple picks. Apple, Ripple, Hex, and NVIDIA. Once this legislation turns over in favor of Ripple, man, the game is going to change. I'll say that. And for those, I sent out an article this week, but when I tell you guys, okay, I asked a question. What political movement was behind Ethereum becoming mainstream? A lot of times people just say, hey, this coin outbid this coin, because I remember in 2016 when Litecoin was supposed to be the greatest thing ever, and it did not pan out to be that way. There are regimes that help push these front, right? I think Vitalik brilliant, but not as brilliant as Charles. They made Cardano, kudos to Kayla. But I think Ripple will be great, Hex will be great, Apple because of the glasses. They'll finally announce the car. If you guys have seen the movie Swan Song, the car will look something like that out of that movie. And NVIDIA will only get bigger as a result of gaming. So those are the four picks for 2022 that are absolutely amazing. But for those of you that are not familiar with Hex, please get familiar pretty quickly. And it's still relatively cheap for being your favorite to do so.
The NVIDIA was going to be my number two. I thought we just doing.
This episode is brought to you by Pepsi. I remember going to an HBCU football game. It was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. Watching an HBCU team and band bring so much excitement to the stadium, completely packed with fans, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The best part about it is that Pepsi is a proud supporter of HBCU students on and off the field. Pepsi and HBCUs, that's what I like.
NVIDIA and Meta were definitely like two and three.
Facebook?
Yeah. Like I said, like if we're already in the metaverse, but if we're going to talk about the two leaders, and it definitely NVIDIA and obviously Facebook, the Omniverse, I mean, they can control the graphics of it. They control the gaming of it. It's just, they have a competitive advantage when it comes to that. So I loved NVIDIA. In fact, there was another ETF that had NVIDIA as the number one allocation. It's a semiconductor ETF. So SOXX, write that down, SOXX, a solid ETF. with all the semis inside. NVIDIA is the number one allocation. And another sleeper, and I've been doing, this is on my watch list now, ON. So ON Semiconductor, another one. If you just look at the growth, look at the chart, do the research on that, that's another good sleeper. No, SO. I see somebody put XOXO. Now, and I like the Beyonce song. SOXX. Socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love ASML. Love that one. Yeah. I see some people in the chat too.
All right. Well, that was a lot of information. Let's talk about Coinbase.
You know what? At this time, I'd like to give the floor.
Bring my pen up.
I like everybody to come to the front of the stage. I like y'all to sit down and for the next, how long? About 5 minutes? He probably go longer than that. For the next 5 minutes, I want y'all to pay attention to a story that must be told. Welcome to Storytime on Market Mondays, y'all.
You know, Coinbase is you know, when you have such a, you know, the biggest platform in America, one of the biggest platforms in the world. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. And with that responsibility, if you can't scale at the pace that you're capable of scaling, then, you know, that's an issue because, you know, you're putting people in jeopardy. And that's a very dangerous type of situation. So first of all, cryptocurrency security is very important. So you should always have a nano ledger. You should never keep your coins on exchange. But sometimes you keep some coins on exchange just, you know, if you want to do some trading and just, you know, it's just kind of like it's easier to just keep it on there as opposed to taking it off. And, you know, you want to just buy some crypto for the, you know, minute. Long story short, I had some crypto on Coinbase and my account got hacked. So this is something that is ironic. Because, you know, when you talk about in the financial space, you know, one of the top financial influencers out there. And so, you know, you figure, all right, you know, it could happen. That's not even the worst part. But the worst part is actually speaking to somebody. Mm. So it's like, you know, you have a customer service thing where you're on hold for 10 hours and it takes 3 days to actually speak to somebody. That's a very dangerous situation. And what I found out is that it's actually pretty common right now. The Coinbase hacks is going rampant. Because when I went into the bank and they was like, oh yeah, Coinbase, we've been getting calls about Coinbase like nonstop. Like everybody's account has been getting hacked from Coinbase. So Coinbase is not safe. It's not a safe platform. Their customer service is probably one of the best that I've ever
one of the worst consecutive hours.
The customer services, and I have spoken to some good people at Coinbase. I don't want to, there are some good people that I have spoken to that tried, but they just, you know, couldn't help. But their customer service is terrible. They've had plenty of accusations of racism, mm-hmm. A lot of class action lawsuits, and it is something that is very dangerous to the crypto space because stuff like that, you start losing credibility. And, you know, people that's just getting in the space, they get discouraged. And, you know, it's something that is very, very puts a black cloud over cryptocurrency, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It's an unfortunate situation. So I say that to say, I would highly, strongly not recommend anybody use Coinbase for all of those reasons. And
Nas, we're sorry.
Yeah, shout out to Nas. I think he got his money already. But
okay, we're good.
Yeah. So yeah, Coinbase a dub, man.
Dub.
It's a dub.
Brian Armstrong, we'd like to have a word with you, sir, and your company. This has been going on for what? How many weeks?
Two.
2 weeks consecutive. Now we're choosing the peaceful route here, but we're just putting you on notice that we need a resolution. And I say we, because he had my phone for five of those 10 hours straight. He had a bunch of people's phones.
And when my energy gets stronger, Brian, you know they won't go crazy. I will, because I'm free. I'm good. Let's fix this.
We got to fix it, because our audience is watching and they listen very intently.
And that's why I tell you guys, check your accounts every day. My dad used to always tell me, and I didn't get it when I was a kid. He was like, you got to check your account the people that hold your accounts. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, sometimes the banks will get you.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be anybody from the outside. It won't be an employee. It won't be a friend. It'll be the actual bank or brokerage that'll get you. Check your account every single day, please.
Every day.
Yep.
Every single day, check your account and understand the limits of what can be insured by the bank. That's another thing you got to know, right? So the FDIC insurance, I think it's like $250,000 that they can insure if anything happens. If you got more than that, something happens.
Or if there's a run on the bank, you should ask them what protocol is. Or actually, you should ask it how much for your bank, how much do they actually have in storage? If you are a private client, they'll be able to give you a little bit more information, but you need to know those things. So if there's ever a run on the bank and they lock your money down, you can be screwed. You need multiple accounts, and I know it's a headache, but trust me. I tell you guys the horror story about my ox and all that, and you're like, oh man, you can get your money back, usually doesn't work that way. These are horror stories that I actually live, not just I'm telling that I read off Facebook 5 years ago.
Yeah, Coinbase is a dub. You can buy crypto on Gemini. You can buy crypto on the Black Wall Street. Shout out to Hill Harbor. You can buy crypto on, where else can you buy crypto?
KuCoin.
KuCoin, for sure. Yeah.
People can buy it on Robinhood.
Yeah. You can buy it a variety of different places.
Yeah.
You know, you can just Google, you know, find some good places to buy it. But
also get
a Nano. That's most important.
Yeah, get a
that is the most important
cold thing. Wallet.
Get yes, that is the most important thing. We actually
do not buy your cold wallet. I'm gonna cut you off. Do not buy your cold wallet off Amazon.
No, do not do that. Go direct back to you.
Yeah, don't buy it on Amazon.
You will get fee nest.
It's not a knock to Amazon, it's just that people have done some tricky things like cracking it open, putting a code in, and when you get it load up your money, you don't have the code, they swipe your money. It's a whole process. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go to the Nano Ledger site specifically and directly. It's not a knock to Amazon. That was my pick of the year. It's a knock to these hustlers and these people who out here are doing criminal activities. So please make sure you get it directly from the site.
Yeah, for sure. Nano Ledger, way to go. All right. Coinbase.
They waiting on the next move, Brian Armstrong.
We can still have.
I'll do a reverse that.
Who?
What'd you say? You broke up.
I'll say, well, we can do a reverse that for the next year.
Please, I'm
with all the bully tactics.
Because you know what's gonna happen now. It's gonna be number questions like, you got it fixed. If this ain't fixed, we're gonna start the year off.
I mean, if it could happen to me, it could happen to anybody.
Absolutely,
it's true. This is true.
This is very true. All right. Well, let's get a couple of questions before we exit. I feel like this is a very informative session. So Janet with the plan. Shout out to YouTube. 8,100 people on the check-in.
8,100 in it?
Appreciate you.
Tube, what up? Shout out to y'all.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Janet. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Last market good. Monday of the year. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, earners.
Time flies.
Yes, it does. All right, let's get to these questions. All right, so L Stacker, unmute yourself. We are coming to you.
Coinbase stock is a dub. If you're asking.
No, I wasn't, but thank you for
asking. No, I wasn't talking to you. I was just
but thank you for the info, because I was going to use Coinbase, but you said Gemini, so I'll definitely I have some on there, and I'm going to get a Nano wallet. My question was, today we were acquired by Oracle, and I didn't know what happens to our stock. I got some restricted stock units, I got some options, and they bought the whole business, so it's a go. They bought it for $28.3 million and stock is $95. So I think that once everything is acquired, they haven't given us the acquire date. It's Cerner, who I work for, CERNER.
Yep.
Their ticker symbol is CER. It was over the news today.
$28.3 billion.
Oracle bought us for, they really bought us for the government contracts. But I kind of jumped the gun today and I took some profits. I took maybe like about, I probably have maybe $30,000 in there from working there. And I took maybe about $10,000 in profits today. Should I just leave the rest and wait till it's acquired and then they sell me out? I mean, then they, because it will no longer be a ticker symbol. So then I just get the Oracle price that they bought it for, or how does that work?
Charlie, you want to take it first?
Yeah, so can you just explain it again? It was kind of a
sorry. Okay, so I know I'm all over the place. So Oracle bought Cerner today for $28.3 billion at $95 a share. I still have restricted stock units. I have options in there. I still have some stock. I stopped contributing to the company's stock today and I took profit. But what happens once they acquire us? What happens with that? Cerner will no longer exist.
So the stock that you have is going to turn into Oracle stock?
No, they are not turning it into Oracle stock.
So what's going to happen with the stock that you have?
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
So I had GWPH. I mean,
if it gets delisted or if it's over, like, you know, if the company merges, then I'm saying it might. But if not, if it's no longer a company, it's not going to be, you know, so you have options, either liquidated or if it's going to get transferred over to the Oracle side. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just, so, you know, you got to ask your HR department, like, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Yeah, they had 1,000 questions. I mean, they had a whole bunch of town halls and announcements because it was this morning. And they were like, no, it's not going over. So I guess that once they fully acquire us, I think that they just fully liquidate us.
They should give you a buy-in price that is relatively cheap, but usually they convert. Are you 100% sure they're not converting any of the stock over to Oracle at all?
They are not. What they were saying in the town hall and during the conversations after it was announced this morning. They said that they are not. That once everything is fully, maybe take about 6 months to go through regulations and SEC. Yeah. And then they're going to dissolve it. So I was like, I didn't know. So that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, I would ask them if they would give you guys like a preferred price to be able to get in for Oracle. Mm-hmm. If not, I would convert it into something else. I'm not mad at you for taking profit, but I would put that money into another asset that's going to work for you.
Okay, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
I'm looking at. I don't see anything about what it's going to do with the stock. I see that they bought it for a 20% premium, which is crazy because the stock went up to $90 today, and they bought it for $95 a share. So it really ended up being like a 3% premium, 4% premium. It doesn't say anything in this article about it. So yeah, I definitely would tap in with HR.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ella.
Thank you. Let's get a few more. Let's get a few more in, Janet, before we wrap for the year.
Okay. Oops, I keep clicking the wrong name. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, great, great. Thank you for the information. Thank you for the opportunity. I don't know. I'm new into the investment world, and I'm kind of moving into the EV space along with, of course, you know, the Apple recommendations and Microsoft. I'm tapping into that as well. I'm really kind of trying to reposition my portfolio because at first I was over leveraged in a whole bunch of foolishness, but moving into the EV sector, I was looking at SLI as a stock, a Standard Lithium, and I was looking at the ETF LIT, LIT.
SLI, I wouldn't touch until $4.30.
Okay.
And LIT, I would not touch the 69.35.
Yeah, I kind of had it for a while. I got LIT like around 60 and it shot up almost to like $100 like since I've had it.
You're good. Yeah, continue the whole. So when I look at let me go out a little bit further.
LIT has an excellent name. I do give it that. But if you look, the crazy thing is that it actually did nothing for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Literally. Literally.
It was a great time to build a base. I mean, it should come back to maybe $74, but hold it. If you hold it for a while, it's good. And technically, I know people hate when I say it, there isn't much of a EV space. It's Tesla and everyone else trying to play catch up. But you got it at a good price. Hold. NIO is falling. NIO should probably come down to $23.
I'm in NIO too.
What price you get in?
I got NIO around I first got in at like early 30s, and then I bought some more when it shot up, and I think my average is around like 37, 38, something like that.
Yeah, if you give it about eight more months, it'll be fine. If you give it about 8 months, that's why I always tell everyone on Chase, but invest in the top two and you'll be good. But lit a solid SLI, like I said, I wouldn't wait. I will wait until that drop happens, and then after that, you'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate the information. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Lit. I do like
Global
the name.
Global Lithium and Battery.
I do like the name, but it definitely did nothing for 2 years. It had a good year, but if you look at his chart, it literally...
2020, it just...
It went crazy.
It went, yeah.
Certain sectors have no interest until a leader comes out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Janet, let's get one more question if we can.
All right, Daniel, unmute yourself, please.
Hey, guys. Harlem is in the building.
Shout out Harlem. To Harlem.
Harlem, what's popping?
Uptown.
So I have a serious question. So I got four children, a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and actually today my son is 4 months. And
congrats.
Thank you.
Working man.
39, you know, so I'm a teacher. My wife is a school counselor. We've been both in the system for about 14 years. My wife was on Good Morning America. With the great numbers in FDA too. But my question is, every month I put in $84 for each of my kids, which averages about to $1,000 a year. And my goal is, you know, $18,000 by the time they turn 18. Not necessarily for college, but more so like, you know, because we're going to try and get scholarships and things like that. I just started 1129, you know, and EYL University, and I'm trying to figure out, should I say, take that, because it's just in a checking account. Should I take that money and buy like Apple, Microsoft, VTI, and VOO? Or, because I don't want to put it in a 529. So I'm trying to figure out like, how should I do that? And like, what should be my process?
You want your kids to be rich?
Yes, sir.
The best thing I ever did for Xander was to put all money that ever came in for him into long-term investing. I won't say what the boy has, but man, I'm telling you, put that money in. And even like every Christmas, I always tell family friends, they're like, what do you want for Christmas? Stocks. Because whatever toy they're going to get, it's going to go away in value. I buy his toys. Put that money away. Do Apple or Microsoft, you'll be good. Look at the comments. If Apple or Microsoft has made you money, please put yes in chat. If you go look at the comments, I'm telling you, it will provide some of the greatest and easiest money you've ever had for your kids. Please, I'm begging you. I am begging you, please do so.
And I just have one other thing. So I jumped into Tesla at 333 before the split. Like I literally jumped into the market March 20th of 2020, right as the pandemic hit.
Great job.
I got a couple of joints that has, you know, great, interest, but you know, the hold idea, when do you take profits? Like, should I have taken profits?
20 years.
So when it hit 1200, I shouldn't have jumped out, waited a little while for it to go down, or should I just, was I okay? Cause I didn't do that, but I was just, you know, wondering what's the process when it comes to holding?
Was Tesla for you or for your kids?
Tesla was for me. So, you know, I had a couple for me, but I just didn't understand, like, I never sell, like I always hold, and I'm wondering, like, you know, take those profits, jump out, wait for it to go down. You know what goes
20
up?
Years.
Hold it for 20 years. Got it. Got it. This has been the best.
Where were you from?
Harlem.
Okay. Harlem. I'm gonna go to the analogy again. Listen, when Dipset, Diplomatic Immunity first came out, so I could have got you a brownstone 20 years ago. What you have held it through now and been happy. Everyone says yes, but everyone wants to flip the stock. You have four kids. You're going to need money in 20 years. Everybody's going to tell me that I'm wrong, right? But if your kid has an emergency, those same people that are telling you don't hold for 20, ask them, will you give me $15,000 if my kid is sick in a hospital? So one thing that I know for sure about investing and doing this for a living, when it's time to put money up in deep, not many people gonna send you any money because they're not actually doing this shit for a living. A lot of people are talking because the other projects they had did not work, so they want to come over here. And this is why I defend our territory so violently, because people weren't talking about this shit 3 years ago. Hold for 20 years, man.
Thank you, guys.
Real estate, record labels, movie industry is all the same thing. And this, I talked about with DC Young Fly, shout out to Fly, because me and him was getting into it about long-term versus short-term trading. And I'm like, well, if long-term is not the wave, sell me your third and 85 South. How about right now? No, I'm a boss. I want to hold this forever. I'm like, why don't you want to hold a stock forever? It's all the same game. Trevor Shaw, would you ever sell EYL?
If it's a big enough number, well, that's going to be a big
but
check.
Not for a small enough. But you wouldn't sell it for a two-year option, would you?
No. No, that's going to be a big check.
See?
Thank you, guys.
Y'all can get off it for 150 right now. Not for a two-year.
Billy. Yo, shout out to all. Appreciate you, Daniel.
Daniel, appreciate it, brother.
And congratulations on the four kids. And congratulations on being an educator.
You're a hardworking brother, for real.
You're a hardworking brother. And shout out to your wife, who was on Good Morning America and is a school counselor, a family rooted in education. Love it.
For sure.
Speaking of Harlem, a Harlem World of Top 50 album all the time or no?
Top 50?
Top 50 ever? I mean, it had an impact. Its impact is definitely, you could argue that. You could argue. It just depends how you judge it. Impact wise, yeah. Probably yes.
Top 50 what? Like
albums. Impactful.
Like hip-hop albums?
Impactful.
That
changed the game.
We can't
that
play with Betha. We cannot play with Betha. I got some energy. We cannot play with Betha.
That changed the game. That changed the game a whole lot.
Changed the game?
Yes, it changed the game. Yes.
That's strong.
Jimmy going to be like, get your man.
Yo,
it changed the game, man.
It changed the game, for real.
It changed the game. Mace, that whole shiny suit era. Changed everything. Samples, take hits from the 80s.
Save Bad Boy at the time.
That's on that album.
Yeah, keep it 1,000.
Yeah. Feels So Good's on that one, right?
Yeah. Mace, that was a classic. That's actually a classic album.
Saves Bad Boy.
Classic. It's not classic.
24 Hours to Live.
Yeah. No Way Out's better than that. No Way Out's better than that.
No Way Out's
Biggie album. Of course.
No Way Out.
That's
a compilation. That's the compilation.
That's Puff's album.
Yeah, but that's a compilation.
Who wrote it? Jada and Biggie.
A lot of people.
It's a compilation.
Black Rob wrote it. Big wrote it, Kiss wrote it. That's a classic. Not Double Up. What was it called? Harlem World?
Double O's tip.
Remember they did the Rugrats?
No, that was Double Up. That was shout out to Mace.
Shout out to Blink.
Listen, don't play about them.
Yeah, that Rugrats joint was crazy. With Maya. That joint was crazy.
Shout out to Mace, man. M-A dollar sign E. So we're going to cut this a little short. I know Ian is, as I said, he's feeling under the weather. So usually we go for a lot longer, but you know, it was a valiant effort and we don't want to push the limits because we need him healthy. So, you know, we want him to get some rest up, drink some fluid, tea, echinacea, vitamin water,
oregano oil.
gold
that oregano oil, rough.
Gold water, gold.
Yo,
water.
That oregano oil is different. It felt like you drinking pizza.
Was zinc oil? I'm like, oh my god! I thought I was catching a fire.
Sea moss,
mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Elderberry,
yeah.
Shout out to Styles P. He sent a care package over here. I'm still using him. Shout out to him.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely get some rest. Extremely important. That you get back healthy. Appreciate you taking the time out. To come. Thank you guys for rocking with us. You know, we definitely appreciate it. Never want to take that for granted. Never want to take your support for granted. Market Mondays was started with an idea and it has grown into a cultural phenomenon and something that, you know, people all over the world appreciate and love Market Mondays. So thank you guys for championing everything that we do, but specifically Market Mondays, since we're talking about Market Mondays right now.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely appreciate it and glad that you're able to make some money, most importantly.
That's super important.
Every time I
put
see
yes
somebody,
in chat.
Yeah, every time I see
that's
somebody
on my
like,
board.
Yo, you know, I made a bag from the show and I implemented, I did this, I got that. And what it does also is like a rabbit hole where you might learn about one thing and then you start to research stuff on your own and you learn and, you know, so it's not like, you know, it's just the end all be all, but it's a great way to educate yourself and to learn and become more familiar about investing and financial planning. And we definitely going to be talking about, you know, NFTs and cryptocurrency and a bunch of other stuff in 2022, the metaverse, stocks, real estate,
upcoming bubble,
credit. Yeah. All of that stuff is extremely, we definitely got to talk about credit. That's important. Taxes.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, taxes, pay your taxes. So yeah, man, we got a lot planned, man.
Yeah. Jan said she's been doing her homework. So shout out to you, Jan. You've been in the lab, I'm sure. Knocking in. Ian, I told you this privately, but I'm gonna tell you this publicly. I'm super proud of you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
I told you when we were trying to do your episode, I couldn't find an article on you, and now I can't turn on Instagram without seeing you, man. I'm super happy
for your all growth. The scammers had all articles and no skill set. What they had though.
Your growth over the past 2 years, man, has been incredible. It's been a pleasure to be rocking with you, man. You've made a lot of people money. And so the people will always be hold you in high regard for that, man. So, again, appreciate you coming on. I know you wasn't feeling well, but I told you this probably when we were on the phone, man. I'm super proud of you. So let's keep going, my guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love and the hospitality. Janet, the same thing. I see it in you. You're very quiet, very smart. This next 2 years for you, gonna be amazing. Cause a lot of people slept on me as well, but I knew by just focusing on the skill set and craft, it allowed me to jump over a lot of people. I see that same thing in you. So
thank you.
I'm excited to see what's come for you. Thank y'all fellas for believing in the vision, my crazy ideas, my crazy Kanye moments. And there will be more pineapple juice moments in 22. Coinbase, I'm starting with you.
Coinbase, man.
People are like, stop this. Don't act like that. That's not in your character. No, that's my character. it's been my character. If you don't know me in real life, you don't know me in real life. This is my character. You take care of my people, and especially Red Panda fam. Listen, if y'all have any issues with y'all's Coinbase accounts, please let me know. I will go on a full campaign. Gemini and Kraken, we'll make some announcements in 2022. I'll take care of you. Love y'all.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, big week for Earn Your Leisure. Check out our episode tomorrow. Me and Troy, back to the basics, the essence. A lot of information, a lot of gems, story time. Story time was always my favorite part of the show. So that's back when we had the Made You Look intro. Very nostalgic. Very nostalgic. And then we got the options class on Wednesday on YouTube. And we got T.I., my boy T.I.
Hey.
And I think that people are really going to enjoy that episode.
Powerful.
Dope. Very sharp.
Super intelligent.
It's my brother, man. He's a very, very humble guy. Very smart guy.
Good dude.
And so that's Revolt. That's on Revolt YouTube on Thursday at 5 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, we got Ally. You got to say them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shout out. I love them.
You know what, Ally? Shout out to you. Stay with me for 2 seconds, y'all. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is brought to you by the good folks at Ally. All right, Ally is a financial leading digital service company with passionate customer service and innovative financial solutions that relentlessly focus on doing it right and being a trusted financial service provider to both customers and communities. Get with Ally to make the most of your money so you can save, invest, and spend on things that matter to you. It's been a fun year working with them. Shout out to Jack. Shout out to Erica. Shout out to the whole team over there. It's been incredible. Shout out to our UM family.
Shout out to United Masters.
John, what up? Ryan, what up? Dave was good. Dave in Nigeria right now.
Yeah, shout out to Dave, man.
For real?
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave.
I know you. I keep seeing David's videos. I'm like, yo, that looks crazy.
Oh, shout out to our UTA family, too.
Oh, UTA. What up? What up?
Shout out to UTA.
Shout out to
Marv. Cliff, what up? Yasmin, what's going on?
Yasmin, shout out
Marv,
to
Marv. I appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah. And Christian, daddy loves you. He's gonna kill me because he's like, you talked about Journey. You didn't say me. Shout out to Christian and shout out to Nasir, man.
Shout out to Nasir.
It's gonna be his birthday very soon.
Yeah, shout out to Nasir. Shout out to my brother Kenny Burns. Always showed me all so much love. Make sure you get his sneaker. He got a deal with Puma. So make sure you
support. Oh, I announced it.
Yeah.
They dropped it on Saturday.
That's long overdue.
So I'm not sure why I don't have a deal with Puma.
We're working on it.
Not sure about that, but it's not.
He got a deal with alumni. Two alumni.
Who?
LS Cream.
Oh yeah. LS Cream Liquor, and that's Kenny Burns. He's involved with that too. So shout out to Kenny.
Yeah.
And yeah, man.
And shout out to our boy Steve-O. Steve Carlos. Yeah. He's on the cover of Double XL, y'all.
Congratulations.
Me and Stevie.
And the rumors that you heard about Earn Your Leisure are true. Scalability looks extremely likely in 2022. World domination is probably going to happen. It's a high probability of that. Stay tuned. New merch, new clothes.
Red Panda family, let's move. Ernest, let's move. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm looking to, as soon as I get healed, we are scorching the earth. That's please,
like
stay
the
loyal.
Dragons, like the dragons from Game of Thrones.
Whew.
Fire. Janet, please. Would you like to say anything before we leave?
Happy holidays to everyone. It's been an amazing year. Shout out to all the earners. Make sure you guys are working on your plan for 2022. I am, and I'm expecting all of you guys to execute in this new year. So happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Oh, shoe of the year right there, y'all. Sneaker of the year. Those are my top two. I'm not sure. It's 1A, 1B. Travis Scott, gotcha. Lowe's, Fragment Edition, and Jordan 3. That's a slept on shoe. It's a sneaker of the year, though. Guaranteed. You'll probably see that everywhere on the internet already, but those are my top two. So just want to throw that in there. What's the album of the year?
The album of the year?
Ooh, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Well, let's start with, we'll start hip-hop, and then we'll go, like, R&B.
King Disease 2.
Album of the year?
It's up there. I don't know. What else albums came out?
That means it wasn't a great year.
What album? Facts.
No, nah, King Disease 2 was a good album.
That's his album.
Yeah.
Yeah. J. Cole
dropped the album.
Cole's joint was hard.
J. Cole dropped the album this year.
That was hard. Kanye put out his album.
Nah.
Not even mentioned it.
Nah.
Certified Lover Boy not getting mentioned.
Nah,
we're not doing that.
We can't do my guy like that. Come on now.
Nah. Shout out to Drake. Drake's a GOAT. Yeah. He's a GOAT, but yeah. Just nah.
Not this album. Yeah, just not this album. That's
yeah.
Kanye also.
I can comment on this one. I got some.
It might
connections be. I can't defend.
It might be King Disease 2.
King Disease 2. Yeah,
might be the
King Disease 2. King Disease. KD 2 was a good album, man. That's actually a really, really solid project. Shout out to him.
Hold on. Ian, what's you got,
J. Cole? I think J. Cole.
Cole?
The Offseason?
Yeah.
That was hard.
The Offseason?
Good album.
Yeah.
Shout out to Benny the Butcher.
Did they drop
Benny Can't, yeah.
I think he dropped the project, yeah.
Yeah, what you got? What you got?
What do I have for album of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tyler, the Creator.
I never listened to a creator. All right, R&B, I'm telling you, I said this when I heard it the first time I ever heard it, when it dropped. Back of my mind, her is the best R&B album of this year.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing. Yeah.
Shout out to her. Yeah, shout out to her.
That's amazing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, sure. She probably got the best album, R&B album. Yeah.
Tyler album was nice, though.
Here's my runner-up. Here's my runner-up. Hotels by Jasmine Sullivan. Is number two.
Oh, that's a good one too.
It's like 1A, 1B. I think Snow's project was dope.
Shout out to Snow.
Hold on, great project. No, we gotta look at the camera. You gotta look at the camera.
We're doing this again. Okay.
That's a great project.
Great album.
That's a fact.
Summer Walker put out a dope project too. Shout out to
Summer Walker. Shout out to Summer Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, Shane.
Me and Corey going to have a meeting about this.
Wait, did Giveon put out his album this year? Was that this year?
I don't know.
Giveon, he had a nice project.
Congratulations to Rick Ross too. He put out a project last week. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing.
I listened to it.
Shout out to Ross.
That Timberland joint. Man,
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, it's Ross. Fire. Ross always gonna.
Come. It's short. It's like one of his shorter albums. Like
Ross always gonna come with some heat, man.
And Rowdy just dropped. I ain't listened to it yet.
Rowdy Rich. I didn't get a chance to check his album.
I ain't listened to it yet.
Shout out to her. I like Rowdy a lot. Yeah. Congratulations to Lil Durk. Got engaged.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Because the memes came out now.
What's the meme?
The memes are like, Dirk just got proposed and you can't invite me a bag of Doritos?
Oh, yeah. Like, know that. He did it live on stage at the United Center.
Pretty big ring.
Yeah.
Big ring.
It's hard.
20,000 people watching.
The engagement is the first part. The real part is like, now you got to cross the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, take it one step at a time.
See, that's what it is. Yeah,
yeah. Take it one step at a time.
Too many people care about the ring and not the marriage.
There it is, Ian. Talk to him.
Yeah. Shout out, Dirk. That's amazing.
That is. That's dope.
Back there. That's dope.
That's dope, man.
Shout out to Dirk, yo, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. There you have it. Appreciate y'all so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Oh, we'll see you tomorrow, actually.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I was about to say.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Last words?
Yeah. Coinbase, you on the clock.
Please.
Nah. Seriously, on a serious note, that is serious, but on another serious note, it's obviously the holiday season is obviously a giving season. And so I encourage everybody, if you're in a position to, please give back to a community, a school, a church. Some way to give back is very important, because we've been blessed this year. And I know that we're doing stuff in our community, and we encourage everybody to do the same in theirs, because that's what community is about, right? You help those who are in need when you can, and that will be returned to you on God's time. So we encourage everybody to do that. We want everybody to be safe. Spend some time with your family and have a blessed holiday season.
Oh, yeah. Also, Chase, Coinbase did the wrong thing. Chase did the right thing. Shout out to Nicole. Shout out to Avina. Shout out to Say Cool. Shout out to all of the good folks at Chase.
We love you.
I appreciate y'all, man. Dealing. I appreciate y'all. Dirk and dropped the album, a joint album.
Yeah.
Dirk and Little Baby.
Yeah, the voice of the hero.
That's a lot of A lot of joints on there.
It's all right.
It's a good project.
It's all right.
It's a good project.
Ooh, yeah. We can't say it's all right with them.
I think Baby's albums are so good. His album was so good that I'm like,
nah, they got some joints on there.
Yeah, got some joints on there. Everybody that's listening.
Hold on. We can't do this. We gotta do this with Abdullah. We gotta say that Meek dropped the album.
Oh, Meek Mill.
Brandon, and if you're watching, yeah, we'll mention it. Expensive Pain also came out this year.
Expensive Pain, one of the greatest titles. One of the greatest titles.
We'll give them that.
And the emotion that they went through when I predicted them first week numbers.
We both did. They still owe us.
Can I get my push-ups or something on air?
Expensive Pain.
Everybody, what was the biggest lesson that you learned from Market Mondays this year? That's what I want to know. Cuban episode, classic. Both of Bono's episodes, classic.
19 Keys is classic. Mike Novogratz.
Super classic.
Underappreciated. Right. Underappreciated. If you look back to what he said, he dropped a lot of information that crypto.
Way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that went up like 3,000% after he said it, he said it on Market Mondays. Like, yeah. Mike Novogratz, he's a billionaire.
Did we say Josh?
Josh.
Oh, you already know Josh, my
Josh guy. Brown. Come that on, was man. Definitely legendary situation. Yeah. Yeah.
So we had a lot of moments, man.
Those are a few of my favorite.
What's the best moment that we had?
On Market Mondays?
Yeah.
The Apollo.
Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Apollo.
The stage show different.
Yeah, the Apollo.
Apollo's great. I think.
Ian's rants, I think, are definitely a highlight of the
show. There's a lot of them. Yeah, so... Yo, get your paperwork. Nah, seriously.
You had so many great hashtags.
The paperwork one was good.
Yeah.
Bro, there was
working a woman, on the comedy routine.
It made the news, bro. There was like a story about that. Like paperwork? Somebody they had their paperwork together. And all I kept thinking was get your that's a classic one. I think the pause moment was crazy.
Oh, that was yeah.
That was crazy.
That was viral.
That went viral.
Viral content. Viral content. Well, yeah. Shout out to all of our guests that came on. Shout out to Jim Jones came on. You forget about that.
Angela Yee was on.
Angela Yee, Wall Street Trapper was on. MG the Mortgage Guy was on.
Keanu was on.
Keanu Watson was on.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Henry. That was a good one. That was a good one. John Henry dropped a lot of game. Can't forget about John Henry.
Damn.
A lot of
Mark Cuban.
Somebody. Oh, wait. Marcus Mondays was on The Breakfast Club. We forgot that.
Boy, yeah, that was a highlight for sure.
That was crazy.
That was definitely a highlight. Shout out to Charlamagne. Yeah. Shout out to Envy. Shout out to Angela Yee. Shout out to the whole Breakfast Club crew. That was definitely a highlight situation.
And what guests you guys want to see on next year? Well, we're going to step it up. I got a couple big ideas for next year, man.
Yeah, I'm working on something.
Oh, we might be able to pull something off. It's called Another Billionaire. They just emailed us. They just emailed us today. You don't know who I know.
Some of these,
yeah, no, that's some a fact.
Please be polite to the billionaires.
Listen, oh, we're gonna go all. I want y'all to act stupid so y'all I can wield my power. I want y'all to.
Please, y'all. We have a billionaire.
Yeah, I just realized I'll talk to you offline about that, Ian. But we got email today, so
yeah. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, another billionaire.
Y'all act crazy when these guests come on next year. You will be banned. Cash cow. Bringing too many duckies to get told no. Mm-mm. Y'all better quit playing with me, man.
It's going to be like, this episode was not recorded in front of a live audience.
shout out.
Being Bali.
Shout out to Will Smith, too. That movie's actually really good. King Richard.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. It's good.
Yo, dope. Yeah, I've been watching Will Smith on the Disney Channel, Disney Plus. He got a special with Beyond Earth. Yeah, one of the most fascinating. Mm-hmm.
That's right, fire.
Yo, watch it. Like, we're watching it as a family right now. I think we're on like the fifth episode, but it's talking about like nature. It's so incredible. And the camera work, Will's ill. That's a dope one. Will's he's ill for that.
I heard his book is really good too.
Book's phenomenal.
I heard his book is really good.
Yeah, I didn't get it yet.
Yeah, shout out to Will Smith.
Man. Crazy part, I was supposed to be on set for that movie, and then COVID uprooted before we did the show. Shout out to
King Richard. What?
Tell y'all got work.
That's dope, bro.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, never know what you're gonna find you done with.
And Market Money's popped up, and
there you have it.
Yeah. We gotta talk to Will. We gotta sit down with Will.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I'll make a phone call.
Yeah, white table talk, not red table talk.
Shout out to Will. Shout out to whole. Shout out to Jay-Z.
Absolutely.
We're just going to keep saying his name, y'all.
Shout out to Jay-Z. Has to happen.
Shout out to Sean Carter.
Has to happen.
Sean Corey Carter. Mm-hmm. Sean
Carter. Emery, appreciate you.
Shout out to Emery. Shout out to Tata. Lenny, yes. Yep. We're putting out a call for you, Lenny, yes. We want to sit on the gold couch and have a conversation. So if anybody knows Lenny, yes, tell him that. Ernie, he's on the cover of XXL, too. Shout out to Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Couple guys in the culture want to talk to you, bro.
All right. Well, it's been real, ladies and gentlemen.
My guy don't want to go. My bad. I got sick. Listen, anytime y'all meet me next, I'm going to have on a whole Bane mask.
Yeah,
we'll I need 50 feet worth of space.
The Matrix Reloaded. The Matrix Reloaded in 2022.
Jeffrey keeps typing our name in the chat. I'm not sure. Jeffrey, why do you keep typing our names in the chat? Like I keep seeing.
Shout out to Jeffrey, man.
Shout out to Jeffrey, man. We love you, bro.
It's been a hell of a year, man. Next year, we coming stronger than ever. Houston, Texas, be on our way.
Okay, you want me to make the announcement or you want to wait to the top
not
of
yet,
the
year? Not yet.
Make the announcement.
No, not yet.
Boy, break the interwebs. Listen, stay on my side. I got energy. Stay on my side. Don't cross me this year. I'm begging you. Do not cross me this year. Next year, either. Boy. Break the web. All right.
A bad time not to be on the side of the fence, y'all.
Yeah. Namaste. Shout out Dave Chappelle. I appreciate you. False Q.
Look, he keeps doing it. All right, y'all.
Peace and love.
Y'all be good. Hug your family. Kiss your kids. Call your neighbor. Love is love.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
All right. Peace.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. in your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.